بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected friends and elders, during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained the fast during the day. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Taraweeh salah at night. Together with that, we engage in many other acts of ibadah, the recital of Quran, making dua, dhikr of Allah, sadaqah, etc. All of this is so that the heart and the soul of insan can be purified. All of this is there so that we become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we develop better qualities within ourselves and rid ourselves of the evil qualities. We live in a world today where it seems like every person has got this notion, each man for himself and God for all. Sometimes we forget that we can do some good also for free in this world. Sometimes we forget that we ought to be an asset to those around us and an asset to society. A mu'min and a believer is always looking for opportunities of showing kindness, showing his good character and being good to those around him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has praised that believer. طُوبَى لِعَبْدٍ جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ مِفْتَاحًا لِلْخَيْرِ مِغْلَاقًا لِلْشَرِّ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Glad tidings be for that person. And one explanation of طُوبَى, may the valley of طُوبَى in Jannah be for that person. So may this person get Jannah, who will be a key towards good, who will open up avenues towards good. And he is a lock to wrong and evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all that quality, respected friends and elders, where we become miftah lil khayr. We are keys that open up doors towards good and avenues of good. And we become locks towards evil. Irrespective of the society around us and the environment around us. My respected ustad in Medina Munawwara, Sheikh Muhammad Awama hafizahullah, has mentioned this incident. And he labeled it, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. This is an incident that is to inspire us towards doing good to others. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ is actually a verse of Quran in Surah Ar-Rahman. That can the repayment for good be anything but good? That if you are going to do good, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely repay you for this. There are so many angles and so many different types of inspirations from this incident, which he quotes from Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, who says that there was an alim from the Hanbali madhab, Imam Abu Bakr ibn Abdul Baqi rahimahullah. Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn Abdul Baqi. This Imam himself relates his incident and he says, كنت مجاورا بمكة. I was once residing in Mecca. I was a mujawir in Mecca. And a time came for asabani ju'un shadeed. I was overcome with a lot of hunger, extreme hunger. And I couldn't find anything to remove the hunger. I was so poor, I had nothing. So while walking about in the roads of Mecca, I came across a purse or a small bag made of silk. It was tied up also with a silken thread. I brought it into my room, and when I opened it, I found what seemed to be a very valuable necklace. A necklace with pearls. And then I heard an old person, فَإِذَا الشَّيْخُ يُنَادِي. There was an old man who was calling out in the gullies of Mecca that هَذَا خَمْسُ مِئَةِ دِرْهَمْ 500 dinar, 500 gold coins, لِمَنْ يُرُدَّ عَلَيَّ الْكِيسِ, for that person who will return to me my bag, my silken bag which has the necklace inside. So he says, I said to myself, I can return this to this person and I can claim that reward, that 500 gold coins, which I am in need of also. So he says, I call the old man in. He comes in, he describes to me that bag, the fabric that was used for that bag. He describes also the fabric and the type of tie that was used to tie it up. He describes the necklace and gives me the exact count also of pearls that were on that necklace. So I was convinced that it belongs to him and I gave it over to him. He then took out that 500 gold coins, true to his word. This is another lesson here, being true to our word. So this person took out this 500 gold coins and I told him, at that time this imam obviously changed his intention. He says, I told him, you know what, this is the rule of Sharia. يَجِبُ عَلَيَّ أَنْ أَرُدَّ إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْكِيسِ وَلَا أَخُذُ مِنْكَ شَيْءٍ. It's binding on me. If we find something that is lost, then it is our duty to find the owner. It is wajib. And you cannot be claiming a fee for what is your duty. So he refused to accept that 500 gold coins. The old man persisted and insisted. And this alim says, no, it is the rule of Sharia. I can't take a pay for it. I can't take anything. Despite being so needy, this was the ihsan he had done. This was the good he had done to this elderly Muslim. Anyway, life carried on. He says, I had to leave Makkah for whatever reason. I was on journey. I was traveling by sea. And our ferry sank. Everyone drowned. But I managed to hold on to some part of that boat. And for days I remained in the ocean until I was washed up onto a shore of one of the islands. I wandered about in the island. I found a masjid. So then I remained in the masjid, making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I used to read Quran. So when the people of that area heard me reciting Quran, they said, Shaykh, you know how to read Quran, teach us also how to read Quran. So he says, I started teaching them Quran, and because of that they began to give me a fee, look after my needs. فَأَصَابَنِي مِنْ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ الْمَالِ. Through that I got a lot of wealth also. He opened his madrasa, so to say. After some time had passed, I found a few pages of Quran in that masjid. So then I used to read, looking into those pages as well. So they said, Shaykh, that means تُحْسِنُ الْقِرَاءَةَ وَالْكِتَابَ. You know how to read and write. Teach us and our children how to read and write as well. So they sent their children and their youngsters to me. So to say, he opened his school. And he says, from that also they began to pay me, and alhamdulillah, I got a lot of wealth also. And as he spent this time on this island, people became more close to him, more attached to him. They told him one day, Ya Shaykh, عِنْدَنَا صَبِيَّةٌ يَتِيمَةٌ. We've got a young girl who is a yatima. No parents, her parents have passed away. وَلَهَا شَيْءٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. She also got some wealth. In other words, that she may be a yatima, but there is something that will attract you to her. She's got some wealth also. نُرِيدُ أَن تَتَزَوَّجَ بِهَا. We would like that you marry her. So this person says, I refused. They insisted, so I agreed. And the night when we got married, فَلَمَّا زَفُّوهَا إِلَيَّ. When they brought her to me, مَدَدْتُ عَيْنَيَّ أَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهَا. I looked towards her, I lifted my gaze, looking at her. فَرَأَيْتُ الْعِقْدِ عَلَىٰ عُنُقِهَا. I saw that very same necklace on her neck. And he says, at that time my eyes remained fixed onto that necklace. I wasn't looking at anything else. So the people then commented, Ya Shaykh, كَسَرْتَ قَلْبَ هَذِهِ الْيَتِيمَةِ. You have broken this girl's heart, this yatim girl. You broke her heart. مِن نَظْرِكَ إِلَى الْعِقْدِ وَلَا تَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهَا. You are looking at the necklace, not looking at her. You're not admiring her. So he says, I told them, hold on. فَقَصَصْتُ لَهُمُ الْقِصَّةِ. And then I related the incident to them. When they heard that, they all began to fasahu wa sarahu bit tahleeli wa takbir. They began to scream out and shout Allahu Akbar and La ilaha illallah. And all the people got together. So I asked them, what's the reason for this response of yours? So they said, O Shaykh, that old man that you saw in Makkah, to whom you returned that Nicholas was the father of this yatima, was the father of this girl. And when he came back, he would tell us, ما رأيت في الدنيا مسلما إلا هذا الذي رد إلي هذا العقد. In this whole dunya, I haven't seen a true Muslim but this man in Makkah who returned to me this necklace. This is the quality of a true Muslim. There's no need to charge for every small thing. This is my duty, my fariza, to be kind and to be good to the next man. And don't forget, respected friends and elders, the title of this qissa, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. The reward for good is only good. And Allah is already giving him good. Allah gave him a job. Allah made him a teacher, a ustad, a teacher, gave him a wife. And it continues. That this old man used to make this dua. Like I said, the old man also, respected friend and elders, was true to his word. He promised that reward and he was insisting initially that he must take that 500 gold coins for returning the necklace. He was true to his word. When he came back, he would say, this was the only Muslim, and he would make dua. Allahumma ajma' bayni wa baynahu hatta uzawijahu bibnati. Oh Allah, let me meet this man again in my life so I can get him married to my daughter. And today you are married to his daughter. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave me two children from this woman. And the incident takes a slight twist. She passes away. After his wife passed away, he inherited that necklace. He inherited a portion of the necklace. And the other portion was inherited by the children. And as time goes along, those two sons also had passed away. And then a time came when that entire necklace came into my possession completely. And he says, then I sold that necklace. He refused to take 500 gold coins. And he considered it his duty to return that necklace to the old man. At the end, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it back to him, respected friends and elders, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. He says, then I sold it for 100,000 gold coins. He refused 500 gold coins. And Allah gave it to him halal with so much more barakah. Not 500 and not 5,000 but 100,000 gold coins. So respected friends and elders, when that opportunity is there for us to do good, then we should have this in the heart that Allah knows. Allah knows I am doing this good. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah says in the Quran that your Rabb never forgets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not one who forgets. Allah knows that you did that, and Allah will definitely repay you. If you need that and if you require that repayment in this dunya, Allah will give it to you in this dunya. And Allah will give in akhirah as well, inshallah. So let us keep this in mind. Whenever there's an opportunity of being good, doing that ihsan, being kind towards our fellow creation, Muslim or non-Muslim, insan or even hayawan. In Islam, we are taught to be kind towards the entire makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-khalqu iyalullah, the creation, not this humankind, the creation is the family of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ahabbu al-khalqi ilallahi, ahsanuhum ila iyalihi, aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the one who is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will be most kind towards the family of Allah, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.